As Radio Prague special series winds down, he leaves the Czech humanitarian mission in northern Afghanistan and reports on the feelings about the future among the people working there, Czech and Afghan alike.
This is the last report from the humanitarian organization People in Need, working in the remote pockets of isolated communities in rural Afghanistan. The aim has been in part to show the personal relationships between these two countries, and in part to glimpse the impact that people from a small country can make on the volatile and often tragic affairs of a big country at the center of world events. The last image I would leave you with is that of my own last stop when leaving the Valley of Margzar with my guide to People in Need's projects in the area, Pavel Pshikril.
So we just entered the clinic, which was built in a few years ago by Bin. So as you can see, the doctor is not present at the moment, unfortunately for us, since he went to Mazar-e-Sharif to buy medicines. So at least we have a chance to speak with the midwife.
It looks like a clinic pretty much anywhere in the world, I guess. It's very modern, yeah. Though.
It even smells the same as the hospitals.
Chlorine.
Everywhere.
So what can she tell me about the clinic here? Was there a great need for a clinic in this area?
She said we didn't have an operation room here and we didn't have more skilled doctors here. The patient has been sometime faced to the labor. During the labor, they have a bleeding. We could not stop that. And some of the children, so we could not treat here. We sent to Mazar or other place.
And since the clinic, she's a midwife, yes? So since the clinic has been built, how many babies has she helped into the world?
30 babies bring, yeah.
30 babies have been born since this clinic was built, yes?
Yeah.
Okay, have any been lost?
2 babies died.
And any mothers?
Yeah, the mother is well, but the babies died.
No mothers have died since?
No.
But mothers died frequently before the clinic was built, yeah?
During 1 year, 8 or 9 mothers died before the clinic.
These painful realities are hard for most people to simply visit and then abandon. The experiences of devoted humanitarians from any country working in desperate situations anywhere will remain with them for the rest of their lives. Many find it difficult to return to their former professions, and many do not. Others leave with the feeling that the only, quote, real world is the one of hardship, and it is not because of the hardship alone, but because of the bonds that one forms with the people. At the end of the day, leaving is a little different for everyone.
This is the first time you've lived in a third world country?
Well, yeah, in terms of living, yes. I mean, I visited third world countries before, but this is the first time I spent more time than a few weeks.
Well, in the last week, we've seen a lot of really shocking things. I'm only here for 10 days, but you're going to be here for at least a year. Do you think that you're going to come back marked by this experience in any way?
I guess, like, it's a very good experience, but I don't think it's hurting me. It's like a different kind of life, different kind of, what, different level of development, but in spite of that, you see shocking things, it's not shocking in a very bad way, you know. It's quite okay. I mean, it's different, but you get used to it after some time. That will definitely sort of change for a bit. I don't know in what way, but obviously it sort of twists your perception of the world and of life and human beings in general.
And what then of the perceptions of the local people? More than 200 local Afghans work with people in need, such as Esanullah Asir, deputy chief of People in Need's food facility program. Esan worked with several humanitarian organizations, large and small, over the last decade, and his perception of their work has varied in that time.
It was really interesting for me that when I was just participating in some big meetings, and they were talking about emergency projects, when I was asking that what type of project is it, they were just talking about the trainings and these kind of things. It doesn't mean that the trainings, to give a training, to build the capacity of someone is an emergency. Afghanistan have passed the emergency period. Afghanistan is now in the period to develop the country. And most of them, they were just sending some expats just to do this job, but they were having a lot of money, which is totally wrong. Writing an emergency project for in a period that Afghanistan is in a development period is totally wrong, according to my idea. And yeah, it's true that most of the countries helping Afghanistan, then they're just bringing back the money through sending some expat and going back to their countries.
And do you think People in Need is different in this regard?
Yeah, People in Need, as a humanitarian organization, as I've joined them since 4 months, I mean, they're totally like thinking about each single problems and each single step of the of working for their people. I've found a really good environment and a really really good good management team here, who even on the expat level, and we are happy with that. Since I have found the chance to make my interview, and I have asked all these questions, and I have satisfied myself with what type of organization is it, and I have found it really interesting that they are working really on the just dealing for the reality and fighting for the rights of each Afghan.
It will now be 10 years since People in Need first attempted to provide relief in northern Afghanistan in late 2000 under very different circumstances. Since the permanent mission was established in 2001, it has become the organization's largest in any country. Czechs in that time have come and gone, the standard term being 18 months. Some stayed for several years, others took positions in Prague where they could have a family but still work with the mission. And the numbers of Czechs in Afghanistan dwindle because it was never their intent to stay for good. The mission is slowly being put under the complete control of the Afghans themselves, and I'm interested to know what they believe the future will bring. Abdul Rahim has just taken up the post of security coordinator and is the first Afghan in that position on the mission.
Do you have a definite opinion on what needs to happen in this country for there to be a lasting peace everywhere?
Well, I think, let's say I'm not a specialist of political, but my idea is that the war is not the way to bring a peace to Afghanistan. I think we should find another way, like compromising with groups which is not belong to terrorists or other fundamentalists. We should at least compromise and sit and talk. And the second thing is corruption, because for the time being, corruption bring a space between community and the government. And this should be clear. And the third thing, we should find a work or opportunity for unemployed people. That's my opinion.
On this issue, I, for one, can only report that I did not find different opinions. I did not find a hardline stance among Afghan aid workers, citizens, or anyone else. Those who do fire the rockets and commit the attacks are quite obviously of a different persuasion. But the prevailing attitude on how to counter them is like the one expressed here by Esanullah Asir above the omnipresent evening drone of generators in a rural community.
I would not say that all Taliban needs to be destroyed. All Taliban needs to solve the problem diplomatically. This is what all Afghans think, that if the problem solved in diplomatic way, no one will be killed, no one will be injured. And this is, okay, a part of Taliban, let's say most part of Taliban, as we have recently following the medias, they are really trying to solve the problem diplomatically. And really, we hope that everything will be solved in a diplomatic way.
Even diplomacy is a difficult goal to reach in the convoluted context of Afghanistan. But there are also plenty of smaller victories that can be won, and for Esanullah, whose family was very much harried by war, it is those small victories that are really the most important.
This is something that we have learned since the fighting, since we grew up, because we really grew up in the fighting. And this is the only time that we have seen that no, after the fighting, there is also another life which everyone is living there, and we have also this right to live in peace. And this is what we are really trying to build, like a small shelter for a really poor Afghan child who can live in peace in this country. But this is really something needs really strong support of our friends, like Westerns, people like coming from everywhere that they are coming here. This is the only thing that they can build a shelter for us, at least the foundation of how to build a shelter, and to bring at least 10 Afghans together that they can study there, they can live there, they can fit themselves there, and they can just see the sky without fightings, just to hope. And I'm really thinking that we can make this.
That was Esanuya Asir, an Afghan aid worker, ending that report by Christian.